The matchup between the Tri-West Bruins and the Northview Knights. Quickly, as they're getting ready, they're announcing the fifth graders right now from Tri-West High School Little League. Let's go and look at some of the starting lineups first for the Tri-West Bruins. Starting at forward is 6'3", junior. Number three, Taylor Gardner. Starting at forward, a 6-foot junior. Number four, Dawson Wolf. Starting at guard, a 6'3", junior. Number five, Luke Robertson. Starting at guard, a 6-foot sophomore. Number 11, Mason Lovisick. And rounding out the starting five for the Bruins, a forward, 6'1", senior. Number 20, Braden Van Slyke. And now for your Northview Knights, starting at point guard for the injured Caleb Swearingen, at 5'11", sophomore, number two, Brevin Cooper. Starting at the other guard position, a 6-foot senior, number 11, Dylan Newsell. Starting at forward, a 6'2", sophomore, number 32, Gavin Morris. At the other guard, 5'11", junior, number 33, Tyler Hess, getting his first start of the season. And starting at the forward position, a 6'3", junior, number 35, Cade Bryan. Going through the starting lineups here at the high school as well. Yeah, it's Mason Lovisick. Promise I won't mess that up tonight. One thing tonight's got to do, they got to get off to a quick start, especially in a hostile environment. This is a very tough place to play. Cade Bryan has to get things going early. Dylan Newsell and Tyler Hess have to run the guard positions with authority, while Gavin Morris has to be the guy that's blocking out, getting all the tough rebounds, and playing the tough defense, can't get in foul trouble like he has been. And then Brevin Cooper, just keep controlling the ball the way he has been and pushing the tempo. Here we go. Tri-West in their all-white uniforms, black numbers. You have Northview in their black uniforms. Silver and maroon with Northview across their chest, and the numbers in white. Cade Bryan at midcourt with Luke Robertson, the junior. Robertson of the Bruins will win it. Van Slyke brings it up, gets it off there to Lovisick. Lovisick now kicks the pass out to Robertson in the corner, swings the pass over to Lovisick on the right side, drives the bucket, Euro step, and this is going to be an offensive foul. Tyler Hess already making an impact here early on, drawing the offensive foul and getting the charge. So 7:45 to go in the opening quarter. Northview will bring the basketball going right to left on your radio dial. Brevin Cooper on the right side. Cooper swings it to Gavin Morris. Morris off to Cooper for three, off the front of the rim, no good. Offensive board by Cade Bryan. Bryan drives the pass out to Morris while he finds back to Bryan. Top of the arc, darts the pass to Hess on the left wing, bounces it off to Cooper. Cooper finds Noose. Newsell from right to left, hangs onto the basketball, finds Brevin Cooper. Great job moving to the ball, but no one's got into the paint yet. This time Bryan on the left baseline, picks up his dribble, extends the pass out wide to his point guard, Brevin Cooper. Cooper to the right side. Hands off to Tyler Hess. Off to Cade Bryan, left wing three. In and out, no good. Hold on to the ball for a full minute, couldn't score. Here comes the Bruins and Robertson. Robertson hands off to Braden Van Slyke for three. No good, ball is loose, picked up by Cade. Cade Bryan finds Hess, wide open for three. And it will toil bullet in and out, but Cade Bryan with the offensive putback. Brad Wallace isn't here today. He made it known that my voice is gone via text. Thanks, buddy. Taylor Gardner drives to the bucket, kick out to Van Slyke, who then finds on the right wing to Lovisick for three. Toilet bowls in and out, no good. 2-0 lead for the Knights. Bryan near the free throw line. He'll find Gavin Morris in the corner. Extends the pass out to Cade. Cade near the free throw. Spins, taken away, like taking candy from a baby by Luke Robertson, going coast to coast. He'll be fouled on the free throw, or on the shot attempt. He'll go to the free throw line for two attempts. The foul was on Brevin Cooper. That'll be his first. Five 5:59 to go in the opening quarter. 2-0 lead for the Knights. Luke Robertson's first free throw attempt is in the rim, and it's good. 2-1, a chance to tie it at 2 apiece here is Luke Robertson for Tri-West. We're at Tri-West High School for Northview versus the Bruins. And it's tied at 2 apiece. Brevin Cooper, across the timeline, finds Hess in the right corner. Hess, back out top to Cooper, goes right to left, going to the bucket, gets the ball knocked away from behind, and it's loose. Out of bounds off the shoe of Tri-West and Dawson Wolf. It'll stay with Black, which is Northview, underneath the basket. I'm going to apologize all night if my voice keeps going out like it is. I'm doing my best. Bear with me. Brevin Cooper underneath finds Newsel in the corner. Newsel out to Cade Bryan. Free throw line extended. Bryan, spin move. Newsel, Cooper, three. And no good. Board's loose. And Gavin Morris with the authority offensive board. Cooper, Newsel, hands off to Hess down low. And Hess puts it in for two. 4-2 Knights. On the right side is Dawson Wolf. Finds Levesic. Levesic back up top to Robertson. In the corner to Van Slyke. Van Slyke, fadeaway jumper, 10-footer, good. We're tied at 4 apiece. That's the first field goal made in 2 minutes of play by Tri-West. Cade Bryan pulls up for three from the left wing. Back iron, no good. Tyler Hess, offensive board, puts it in. Tyler Hess taking advantage of starting, forcing Tri-West to call a timeout. We'll take a quick one with them. 6-4 Knights, 4:54 to go in the opening quarter on WAMB.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as Captain Cost Cutter. Every time I change out my air filter or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Tri-West High School after a quick timeout by the Bruins. Tyler Hess has 4 early points for Northview. 6-4 advantage for the Knights, 4:50 to go in the opening quarter. Tri-West brings it up. It's in the left corner for Dawson Wolf. He'll drive in, feed it inside the pants of Van Slyke. He'll go up right hand, ball's loose, and picked up offensively by Luke Robertson. Taken away by Tyler Hess. Here comes Cade Bryan. Bryan, Brevin Cooper, wide open three, good. Brevin Cooper gives the Knights a 9-4 advantage. Luke Robertson left wing, hands off to Van Slyke. Van Slyke drives left block, has to kick it back outside to Robertson. Robertson inside, finds Wolf, right hand, good, with the foul on Cade Bryan. An and one opportunity coming for Dawson Wolf and the Bruins. Northview's running a zone, and what Dawson Wolf did there was run baseline and got underneath it for the easy layup. And Cade Bryan with a quick foul. 9-6. Northview still leads on the Great Dane scoreboard. First attempt is up. And no good. 3-point play can't be completed. Remains 9-6. Cade Bryan with the board. Bryan on the right side. Pump fakes on the right baseline. He's double-teamed, picks up his dribble, throws out to Newsel, finds Hess in the corner. Morris wide open for three. Gavin Morris with a sweet stroke. Bradley Wallace told me yesterday he's got a nice shot. Man, he showed it there. Not afraid to shoot. Going the other way. Luke Robertson with an easy layup. 12-8, Knights lead by 4, 3:33 to go in the opening quarter. Hess on the left wing. Fires it to Cade Bryan, who then finds Cooper on the right side. Cooper, Morris. Hands off to Cade Bryan on the left wing. Lobs it to Newsel. Newsel holding onto the ball. Finds Cade Bryan, 3:10 to go. Power Hess, now left wing, left to right, bounces off to Newsel. Neusel, yo-yoing it up top, picks up his dribble, hands off to Bryan. 12-8, Knights lead. Cade Bryan, three-pointer, and short. Ball's loose, and Gavin Morris is fighting for it with Tri-West. They'll pick it up, lob it inside to Van Slyke. Van Slyke gets it blocked by Hess, and here comes Cade Bryan. Bryan drives. Neusel, wide open three, off the front of the rim, no good. Hail Mary pass, intended for Van Slyke. Gavin Morris with the interception. Cooper brings it up the court, hands off to Bryan, pump fakes. He'll get shoved to the ground, but they're going to call it travel. A little bit of a football play there. He was knocked to the ground. They're going to call Cade Bryan for the travel. Here comes Carson Ghetto off the bench. Didn't play at all in the fourth quarter yesterday. Keegan Garrison also checks in, so Neusel and Cade Bryan will get a break. Van Slyke on the left side. Fires the pass to Van Slyke on the right baseline. Quick jumper over the hands of Tyler Hess. It's good. Everybody has scored for Tri-West nearly on the starting five except for their starting point guard. Cooper finds Gettle. Gettle on the volleyball line. Fires it to Cooper in the left corner. Cooper. Morris. Morris back up top to Hess. Chest pass to Cooper. He'll drive to the bucket. Fire it to Morris on the top of the key. Back out top to Gettle. Carson Gettle. Behind the back. Makes Van Slyke go away. The Cooper in the left corner. Thought about the three. Won't take it. Instead, right hand. And it's a little too long. Tri-West with a chance to tie or take the lead of a minute and a half to go. Nicholas Smith feeds the pass to Robertson. Back up top to Smith. Left-hander for three. And no good. Rebounded by Morris. A minute 15 to go. Knights 12. Tri-West 10. Playing the better basketball they have all season long so far. Hess. Bounce pass to Morris. Morris thought about the three. Won't take it. Extends it back out to Cooper. Cooper. Three. Wide open. Got it. Brevin Cooper's got 7 points. Two threes already. 15 of 10, 45 seconds. Luke Robertson feeds inside on the left block, gets a layup. 15-12, 35 seconds to go. Knights have the ball. More than likely hold for the last shot. Nope, Gettle inside, right hand. Layup no good. Luke Robertson feeds the left block. Gavin Morris contests the layup, ball's loose. Rebounded by Keegan Garrison. Now Michael Byram will hold up the sign for one shot with 15 seconds to go. Cooper, 10 seconds. Drives right baseline. Eight, finds Gettle. Bounces it to Garrison. Garrison right hand, too strong, no good. 3 seconds, two, Tri-West, half court heave, and no good. On the Great Dane scoreboard, your North Unites open up. Playing a very good first quarter, they lead over Tri-West on the road, 15-12. On Timeless Classics, WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-208-3244.
He finally did it!
What?
He got her Sonic's new steakhouse bacon cheeseburger.
Oh. Guys, if you really love her, get her Sonic's new steakhouse bacon cheeseburger and tots for $4.99. Nothing says you're the best thing that ever happened to me, like crispy bacon and black pepper mayo. One bite of warm, buttery brioche bun will leave her speechless.
It's beautiful.
Hurry into Sonic for the new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger and Tots for $4.99.
Tax not included. See menu for details for a limited time. Only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back here to Tri-West High School. Northview 15, Tri-West 12 at the end of one quarter. Tyler Hess with a spark off the bench getting the start today. He has 4 points, but Brevin Cooper has hit 2 threes, while Gavin Morris has the other. Here we go. Ghetto has the ball on the right wing to begin the second quarter. Off to Cade Bryan. Bryan holds onto the ball, swings the pass to Cooper. Ghetto, left wing in the ball game is Peyton Griffin. He'll get his first action. He didn't get any last night. Griffin's got a right side. Griffin, Cade Bryan, three, got it. Cade Bryan has 5 points, 18-12. Luke Robertson swinging the pass. Looks like Tri West is running 4 corners on this zone. Robertson drives in on 3 players of the Knights. No good, ball's loose. Picked up by Levisic. Levisic extends it. Smith, long, long three, and it's good. Four, 18-15, 3-point game. Under 7 to go in that first half. Ghetto on the top. Bounces it to Cade Bryan. Bryan, he's double-teamed. Hands off to Ghetto. Ghetto thought about shooting, won't. Cooper's wide open, three again, and no good. In transition, Tri-West goes for the right-handed layup. Carson Ghetto contests it. Bryan comes up with a rebound. Carson Ghetto, long three, off the front of the rim. Cade Bryan with the board. Bryan going to the hoop. No contact, they're going to say. He missed the layup, and here comes Tri-West. Corner for the tie. Got it. Mason Levisic hits a big three there to make it 18 apiece. 6 minutes to go. Brevin Cooper on the right corner. Finds Griffin inside to Cade Bryan. Bryan, he'll get fouled on the ground. That's only the second team foul. Northview has 2 team fouls total. Quick substitution. Dawson Wolf will come in. Braden Van Slyke, who has 2 points, will take a break. That'll be his first foul. Cooper underneath the pass in, lobs it to Cade Bryan. Bryan one-on-one, goes up, and he got it. Can't play Cade Bryan one-on-one in the paint like that. 2018, Knights advantage on the Great Dane scoreboard. On the right side, lobs it in, Tri-West. They'll get the foul offensively. Brevin Cooper draws the charge. Northview's ball bucket won't count. Big thanks to Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you are our neighbor. As well as Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Peyton Griffin will come out. Dylan Newsell comes back in. Ghetto, right wing, three attempt. Way too long, and Tri-West with a rebound. Ghetto 0-3 from the three-point line to begin. Robertson fires in the corner for the lead for Tri-West. They got it. Dawson Wolf. Tri-West is not missing from three range now. Dylan Newsell finds Ghetto, 21-20, Tri-West lead. Newsell in the left corner. He'll drive back to the middle, fires the pass to Ghetto. Off to Cooper. Cooper up top. Cooper, he's being hugged, has to get rid of it. He'll find Newsell. Off to Ghetto, top of the arc. Bounces to Cade Bryan. Bryan, 18-footer, got it. Gives the Knights the lead. 22-21, 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Robertson brings it in, extends a pass in the corner. Another three for Tri-West, no good. That was Dawson Wolf on the miss, the man that just gave him the lead on the previous possession. Cooper brings it up the court, finds Newsell on the right side. Off to Cade Bryan. Bryan from behind gets it knocked away. He'll get knocked to the ground. It'll be Northview's ball underneath. Morris and Tyler Hess check in. Brevin Cooper takes a break, as will Keegan Garrison. Ghetto, wide open, three, and no. It'll roll around. Ghetto, 0-4, in transition, Hail Mary. Tri-West went for the dunk, and he got rim stuffed. Ghetto, to Neusel. Pump fakes a three. Inside to Carson Gettle. Fires it across to Tyler Hess. Hands it off to Brian. Now it's Dylan Neusel. That was Luke Robertson who rim-stuffed himself on the dunk. Neusel took it away from behind. Now it's Robertson with the steal. Robertson ahead. Taylor Gardner, easy layup. 23-20. Tri-West takes the lead on the Great Dane scoreboard. Quick timeout by Michael Byram. We'll take one with him here on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Does your business need a change in curb appeal? Let the team at U.S. Lawns go to work for you. U.S. Lawns, now at their new location, 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute, can do lawn maintenance and landscaping without charging you an arm and a leg. U.S. Lawns can also do residential fertilization, so your lawn will look its best all year long. U.S. Lawns can even remove snow from your parking lot this winter. Give U.S. Lawns a call today. You can find them on the web at uslawns.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
23-22. Tri-West has the lead by one. Northview and the Bruins are going at it like a dogfight. It'll be Northview's ball. Tri-West is going to press. But Cade Bryan has the basketball. He'll bring it up. Brevin Cooper's on the bench. Bryan right side, bounces it off to Neusel. Over to Gettle. Thought about the three, drives to the bucket instead, and he'll be fouled. Good drive by Carson Gettle. He'll have a chance to tie or take the lead from the charity stripe. So far, Cade Bryan has 9 points. Tyler Hess has 4. Gavin Morris has 3. And Brevin Cooper has 6. It's pretty even scoring for Tri-West. Gettle knocks down free throw number 1, ties it at 23 apiece. First trip to the free throw line tonight for Northview. And he'll knock down both. 24-23 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Northview has the lead over a very good Tri-West team. Knights in a 2-3 zone. Quick three on the left side by Gardner. No good. Out of bounds. Cade Bryan has to save it. And it'll be off Cade Bryan. Tri-West ball in front of the Knights bench. To pass it in, it'll be Nicholas Smith. Tri-West will run a stack play. Smith out wide to Gardner. Gardner back to Smith, 3:10 to go in the second quarter. Tri-West trying to tie it or take the lead. Smith picks up his dribble. Hands off to Gardner. Gardner goes right at Gavin Morris, got it. 25-24. Under 3 to go in the second quarter. Cade Bryan. Just a junior. Has the ball on the right wing. Bryan for 3. And no. And Dylan Neusel over the back. That'll be a quick foul. Big thanks to Sonic Drive-In in East Terre Haute on 46 and North Terre Haute on Fort Harrison. They're going to be our halftime sponsor, so stay tuned for our halftime show. As well as big thanks of U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. They wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Find us online at uslawns.com or like us on Facebook. Proud to support the North Unites and DLC Media. Tri-West on the right wing. They get it stolen away by Cade Bryan. Bryan inside to Hess. Hess slows it down. Back to Cade. Cade gets fouled and he'll go to the free throw line for 2 attempts. Coach Michael Byram was ready to put his hands up in disbelief. A little bit of a late whistle, but Brian's going to the charity stripe. If you're just tuning in, wondering why I sound like this, I talked a lot the last 2 days, and it's just me tonight. I'm Corey Clark here. Cade Bryan, he'll miss free throw number 1. Bryan, just a chance to tie it now. At 25 apiece if he can, and he will. Cade Bryan has 10 points. 25-25, 2:15 to go. Luke Robertson fires the pass to Van Slyke, now off to Gardner, who drives left baseline. The Bruins have the ball to Robertson. He'll go inside, throw it up, no good. And They're going to call a foul on Northview on the shot. It'll be on Tyler Hess. Luke Robertson to the charity stripe. He has a chance to take the lead by two or just one, and it, at best it's going to be one because he misses free throw number one. Big thanks to Great Dana Brazil, our scoreboard sponsor. It's 25-25 with 2:05 to go in the first half. Robertson sinks free throw number two, makes it 26-25. Full court press, Cooper's got it. Cooper slows down. Bounces off to Cade Bryan. Bryan to Hess. Hess finds Gettle. Gettle over to Cade Bryan. Bryan back to Cooper. Cooper thought about the three, won't take it. Instead, it'll be Gettle for the three, and Gettle's three rolls in. He pumps his fist like about time one falls in. 28-26. Luke Robertson. Three-point attempt for Nicholas Smith, and just like that, Tri-West matches 29-28. Northview takes the lead. Gettle cuts to the bucket. Right hand, no good. Nice feed by Cade Bryan, and a nice cut by Gettle. Gettle playing good basketball. Ghetto's first free throw, no good. All he can do is tie it now at 29. Big thanks to Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Give him a call at 812-208-3244. Carson Gettle sinks free throw number two. 29 apiece, a minute 10 to go in the first half, Tri-West ball. Robertson. Using a screen, drives to the bucket, throws up the right hand, no good. Gavin Morris with a rebound. Morris finds Cade Bryan. Bryan crosses up, he'll get taken to the ground, ball's loose, jump ball, and it'll go towards Tri-West.
Possession to Tri-West.
Not very many foul calls tonight. Six fouls on Tri-West, only four on Northview. Tied at 29 with 50 seconds to go. Taylor Gardner brings it up the court, finds Robertson. Baseline, wide open three for the Bruins, got it. Taylor Gardner, he ran the baseline, no one picked him up. 32-29, 30 seconds. Gettle has it on the right wing, throws it inside to Hess. Nice pass by Gettle, but too far underneath the basket. And they're going to say it's off Gavin Morris. Turnover Northview.
Dylan Dussel in for Northview.
Alex Covey's in. 24 seconds. 32-29. Knights need to stop. Luke Robertson finds up top to Wolf. 14 seconds, gets it off to Gardner. A stop here to go huge. Want to make it a one possession game going to the half. 6 seconds, Van Slyke, 10 footer, no good. Offensive board by the Bruins, throws it up, no good, and we're going to the break. At the halftime, the Northview Knights trail Tri-West, 32-29. Don't go anywhere, we'll have the Sonic Drive-In halftime show, Sonic Drive-In in East Terre Haute on 46. In North Terre Haute on Fort Harrison. In the meantime, the commissioner's report with the coach Bob Lovell and Bobby Klotz on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging. but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
The Christmas shopping season is underway. Before you finish checking items off your list, can I ask a question? Are you going to shop in our locally owned retail stores, or are you going to shop online with out-of-state companies? Hi, I'm Dave Crooks, President and General Manager of DLC Media. I would never tell you where to shop, but I would like to encourage you to shop locally. We always have a choice, and the choices you make have a tremendous impact on our city and communities. When it comes to Christmas shopping, you can either shop over the internet or you can shop in our local retail stores. It's no secret that brick-and-mortar retail has taken a hit in recent years due mainly to online shopping. Remember, when you shop online, that money rarely ever returns to our town, and I can assure you, those online companies won't be hiring residents, paying them wages, property taxes, or sponsoring other worthy local causes. All of us at DLC Media wish you a very Merry Christmas season, and we thank you for supporting our local retailers when you can.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly update from the IHSAA Commissioner himself, Bobby Cox. Now for the inside scoop on what's happening day to day with the IHSAA, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. Our weekly conversation with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox, coming up here. And we're talking about a lot of things, basketball season, meetings with colleagues around the Midwest and upper Midwest. But, Commissioner, before we talk about those things, over the weekend, certainly a lot of attention paid to the Cathedral Center Grove game. I did the game on radio. I have to admit that I was not aware of what was going on. I had a few other things that I was doing, but you know, the Center Grove Cathedral game has spurred quite a bit of discussion about behavior by fans and others. And I know that you and your colleagues have been in touch with both schools. I know it's an issue that you spend a lot of time with. I'm curious as to your opinion, your view of this particular matter over the weekend.
Well, it was an unfortunate incident, to say the least. And you're correct, Bob. We've been in contact with the school administrators in both schools about this, and it really can be a good teachable moment. The reality is our fan bases, whether they be student fan bases or adult fan bases, they need to be cheering for their team, and they need to be doing it in a positive manner. And when we get out of our lane and we start doing things that are outside of that expectation, there are situations that can turn bad, and this one turned bad. But at the end of the day, this is a student fan base issue. What happened on the basketball court between Cathedral and Center Grove was fine. They had a great basketball game, mm-hmm. a very competitive basketball game, and that's the way the game is going to remain, as a competitive game won by Center Grove by, I think it was a 3-point ball game. But it's a great reminder to all of our school administrators, to all of our fan bases, that we need to remember that these are kids playing games, and that this is an education-based environment, and we need to act like that and cheer hard for your team and be positive, and don't get off into the weeds and do things that might embarrass you at some point, regardless of what your motivations were or maybe were not. You just need to cheer for your team, and when you do that, good things happen in high school sports.
He's the Commissioner of the IHSA, Bobby Cox. This week I know you have been in Chicago meeting with some of your colleagues. Another one of those best practices type meetings where you exchange information about player burnout, physical burnout, liability issues. I know you were talking about the Rice Commission report relative to Division I basketball and opportunities over the summer. A lot of things going on with you and your colleagues.
Well, there are, Bob. We call this the 11-state meeting, and it involves the commissioners or directors from Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, Iowa, Michigan, Ohio, South Dakota, North Dakota, Kansas, Minnesota, and Nebraska. And so the Midwest, upper Midwest folks, we get together once a year and exchange ideas about what's going on in our states. We bring in some outside speakers to give us some updates and some new information on projects and things that are going on within the Federation family. And I find it to be one of the most enjoyable meetings I get to attend all year, because it's just these 11 directors in the room, and you can really get down into, drill down into some really specific issues about how you're dealing with a variety of issues, like the ones that you've talked about. We're talking about things about event safety and what are we doing after school. I think our schools are doing a much better job of from 7:30 to 3:30 and locking down your building and so on and so forth. But what happens at 3:30 to the end of the day with your activities, whether it be athletic or activities or whatever? What are we doing to secure those? We're talking about virtual schools and how they're being dealt with around the country and sanctioning events. And then I did speak to the Rice Commission report. I served on a committee at the Federation that is hoping to encourage our member state associations to create some kind of basketball opportunity during the month of June for Division I prospects, and that these would be scholastically run events. The NCAA has a desire to have both scholastic and non-scholastic sponsored Division I recruiting opportunities. And so they've reached out, the NCAA has reached out to the National Federation. Subsequently, our NFHS staff has reached out to some of the directors in the country. I sat on this committee. And so I presented the findings of that to our 11-state group today, and some really good conversation around trying to create more opportunities for those young people that have the ability to move on to the next level, that chance to display their talents and do it with scholastic support.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox, our weekly conversation about all things IHSAA related. Commissioner, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
All right. Welcome back here to Tri-West High School, the Sonic Drive-In Halftime Show. Sonic Drive-In in East Terre Haute on 46 in North Terre Haute on Fort Harrison. Let's go ahead and look at the halftime score. Tri-West 32, Northview 29 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Some halftime stats. Brevin Cooper has 6 points. Gavin Morris has 3. Tyler Hess has 4. Cade Bryan has 10, while Carson Gettle has 6. For the other side of things, Taylor Gardner has 5. Dawson Wolf has 5. Luke Robertson has 2. Mason Levisic has 5. Braden Van Slyke has 2. While Nicholas Smith has 6. The three-point shot for Tri-West, they've made 5 field goals from two-point range and 5 field goals from three-point range. While Northview, they have 5 field goals from two-point range and 5 field goals from three-point range. So each team here in the first half has shot 5 field goals from 2 and 5 three-pointers each. The free throw line battle, there's 2 free throws made by Tri-West, 4 made by Northview. Northview trails 32-29. Don't go anywhere. We'll take a quick minute break here on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-208-3244.
Timeless Classics WAMB is partnering with the U.S. Marine Corps Toys for Tots. We're asking you to buy a new toy and deposit it in a Toys for Tots drop-off box. The boxes are located all over Clay County. For a complete list, go to our webpage, WAMBradio.com, or go to our Facebook page. The Marines will be at our studios, 111 West National Avenue in Brazil, Saturday, December 8th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., accepting your cash and toy donations. Help the Marines give local kids a very Merry Christmas.
He finally did it!
What?
He got her Sonic's new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger.
Oh. Guys, if you really love her, get her Sonic's new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger and Tots for $4.99. Nothing says you're the best thing that ever happened to me like crispy bacon and black pepper mayo. One bite of warm, buttery brioche bun will leave her speechless.
It's
It's beautiful.
Hurry into Sonic for the new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger and Tots for $4.99.
Tax not included. See menu for details for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Thanks for joining us on the Sonic Drive-In Halftime Show. Sonic Drive-In in East Terre Haute on 46 and North Terre Haute on Fort Harrison. Halftime score here. We're getting ready for the second half. It's 32-29. Tri-West leads by three. Some scores around Indiana. The Indiana Pacers knocked up is at halftime with the Sacramento Kings. They lead by 2, 54-52. And the Indiana Hoosiers, you can hear them for every game on 105.5 Jack FM. They knocked off Louisville 68-67. Here we go. Going left to right. Gavin Morris up top. Morris in the corner to Cooper. Cooper extends it to Hess. Hess back to Cade Bryan. Bryan drives. Finds Cooper now top of the arc. Let's find out which team had the better halftime adjustment. Cade Bryan up top. Swings it to Cooper. Cooper finds Neusel cutting the bucket with the right hand, and it's short. Rebounded by Robertson. Robertson ahead. Tri-West throws it too strong. Nearly runs into a little kid. Tri-West will turn it over. It'll be Northview's ball. Big thanks to WTHI TV10. Coverage you can count on. Northview down by three, has the ball. It's in the hands of Gavin Morris. Morris finds Hess. Screen from Bryan. Back to Cooper. Cooper tries to feed inside, gets it turned over, and ball's loose. Picked up by Tri-West, goes with the right hand, and that's going to be the second foul called on Cade Bryan. Coach Byram will talk to Cade Bryan real quick, and Brevin Cooper. At the free throw line will be Mason Levisic. Tri-West will lead by four, the largest lead of the game for Tri-West. 33-29. He has one more free throw coming up. Levisic knocks down both. 34-29, Tri-West needs to keep up with the pace of this offense of Tri-West, as they have been all game. Quick foul on the body. It'll be called on Mason and Levisic. Brevin Cooper drew the foul. Each team has one team foul to begin the third quarter.
Tri-West foul number 11, Mason Levisic, his first and the team's first of the second half.
Morris passes in to Cooper. Cooper, he's trapped, finds Gavin Morris. Morris in the corner, Tyler Hess for three, got it. Tyler Hess with a big time three, 34-32. Now Tri-West, right wing, in the hands of Levisic. Feeds inside to Van Slyke, right hand, no good. Rebounded by Cade Bryan. Bryan bounces off to Neusel. Neusel keeps moving the ball. Cooper inside to Bryan, right wing. Bryan for the lead. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Tri-West. Here comes Van Slyke, and he'll get the two-pointer on Cade Bryan. Turnover there on Northview makes it 36-32, 6 minutes to go. Hess on the left wing, bounces it off to Cooper. In the corner, Morris. Morris finds Cooper on the right side. Northview going back and forth on the top of the arc. In the corner to Cooper. Cooper, left corner three, too strong, ball's loose, and a foul on Dylan Neusel.
Dylan Neusel.
Tri-West will bring the ball up. Top of the arc, swings the left side. Levisic feeds it to Wolf. Wolf, right block, no good. Offensive putback from behind is Luke Robertson. Just like that, it's a six-point game. Cooper, he'll turn it over. In transition, Tri-West misses the right-handed layup, ball's loose, put back, and Tri-West picks it up. They'll reset the offense. Levisic drives inside, right hand, draws the foul with the bucket. And just like that, it's 40-32. Down by eight, a chance to make it nine. Carson Gettle will check in. Gettle and Garrison will come in. It'll be Cade Bryan and Gavin Morris first off the floor. Byram coaching up Cade Bryan. Free throw is good. 41-32. Cooper brings it up the court. Cooper fires it to Garrison. Garrison nearly lost it. He will. He'll be out of bounds. Turnover on Northview. Things are starting to fall apart. They got to figure it out quick. And timeout, Tri-West. We'll take one with them. 41-32 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Northview trails by nine here in the third quarter. 4:54 to go on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back here at Tri-West High School. Tri-West will have the ball. Full court press applied by Neusel. Robertson will break it. If Tri-West, he'll bring it up. Robertson across the timeline. Wide open. Three-point attempt. Good. Mason Levisic running the baseline on the zone. And just like that, 44-32. And Carson Gettle, they're going to say he traveled, but he kept his pivot foot. Byram's up. He's not happy. They're going to say he dragged his toe. Northview has to figure it out quick. Down by 12, and it was 3 points at halftime. They had the lead by three going into the second quarter. Driving in, Levisic in the corner. Three-point attempt by the Bruins. Off the front of the rim, no good. Neusel with the rebound. Now it's Cooper. Off to Hess. Neusel. Neusel goes in strong, and he'll be fouled. Dylan Neusel, a very good free throw shooter. He'll go to the line for two.
Dylan Neusel at the line for the Knights.
Big thanks to Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You are a neighbor. Neusel knocks it down on the Great Dane scoreboard, Great Dane of Brazil. It's 44-33. Chance to make it a 10-point game with Dylan Neusel and his face mask he has on. He'll knock him down. 10-point game. Inside, right block, fires it left corner for three for the Bruins. No good. Offensive board, feeds it inside the Wolf. Wolf drives baseline, goes up, foul, count it. Without Cade Bryan in there, they're having a hard time rebounding. Bryan will come in.
Cade Bryan in for the Knights.
He'll check in for Dylan Neusel. He can't see, I don't think. Something's happened with Dylan Neusel. At the free throw line, it'll be Dawson Wolf. to extend the lead to 13. Free throws up. Good. 47-34. Full court press. Cooper has it. Brevin Cooper brings it up. Cooper across the timeline. Drives right baseline. Finds Gettle. Wide open. Three-point attempt. And roll around. No good. He hesitated. Full court press. Lobs it ahead. Finds Van Slyke. Right block. Throws up the right hand. No good. Gettle walked away from the rebound. And just like that, an offensive putback for Dawson Wolf. 15-point lead. Gettle finds Bryan. Now back to Gettle. Gettle drives right baseline. Right hand. Good. Rolls it in for two. Tri-West pushes the tempo. Dawson drives on Cade Bryan. And Dawson Wolf puts it in for two. Having a hard time stopping Tri-West. Tyler Hess will get fouled. It'll be a foul on Dawson Wolf. It's Tri-West's third foul of the third quarter. Jack Holwald set the check in. He'll check in for Carson Gettle. Bryan to pass in. Bryan finds Holwald. Holwald brings it up. Spins around, passes it to Bryan up top to Cooper. Cooper finds Holwald on the right wing. Holwald splits. Cade Bryan, right corner, three. Falls to the ground, no good. Ball's loose and picked up by Van Slyke. Van Slyke, offensive foul. He used his body mass and shoved Tyler Hess to the ground. That'll be Dawson Wolf has three fouls. That'll be the second on Van Slyke. Mason Levisic will leave. In comes Taylor Gardner. Cooper underneath the bucket. The pass off goes deep to Hess. Tyler Hess up top using a screen. Bounces the whole wall, finds Cooper. Wide open for three. Too far to the left. Ball is loose. He'll be off Northview and go back to the Bruins. 15-point lead for the Tri-West. Northview's only scored 7 points in the third quarter. Luke Robertson. Robertson loses the handle. Van Slyke picks it up. Kicks the pass to Gardner in the left wing. Gardner bounces it inside. Finds a Bruin, puts it up, and he'll go to the free throw line. It's going to be Ethan DePinnett. Ethan DePinnett will go to the free throw line. DePinnett, excuse me. Big thanks to Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. DePinnett will miss free throw number one. 2:15 to go. Northview's got to go on some kind of run to at least make it single digits before the fourth quarter. Gettle will check in. Free throw good. DePinnett makes it a 16-point game. Carson Gettle comes in. Cade Bryan will come out. 52-36. 16-point game. Gettle gets it in to Holwald. Holwald. Off to Gettle. Gettle to Cooper. Cooper bounces it off to Gettle. He's on the volleyball line. He's on the right wing. Gettle yo-yoing the ball. Swings it. Finds Holwald in the corner back. Nope. Holwald right hand and good. That's his first scoring of the night. Luke Robertson, top of the arc. Robertson dribbling right side, hands off to Van Slyke. Van Slyke, 18-footer, in and out. Foul will be on the floor. It'll be on Tri-West. Let's see who they call it on. Number five of Luke Robertson. That'll be his. They put it up on the board, I'll tell you. Also, Dylan Dussel, That'll be his first. Dylan Neusel will check back in after coming off the floor. Gavin Morris in the game with Gettle, Holwald, and Cooper. Holwald gets it. Off to Gettle. Carson Gettle will run the point. Gettle drives, spins, loses, bounces it. Cooper, left wing for three, and no good. Ball's loose, picked up by Brevin Cooper, got his own rebound, throws it away though. And Gavin Morris runs right in to the point, makes it a foul. It'll be Tri-West ball going the other way. 14-point game. If Brevin Cooper would have knocked that down, would have made it 11. Thank you to our halftime sponsor, Sonic Drive-In in East Terre Haute on 46 and North Terre Haute on Fort Harrison. Full court press will be applied. Bringing the ball up will be Nicholas Smith. Smith, the left-hander. Hands it off to Levisic. Now back up top to Robertson. 18-footer, no good. And they're going to call the late whistle that he was knocked to the ground. I'm not saying he flopped, but you put words in my mouth. Coach Michael Byram talking to the official. He said he got him on the way down. So Luke Robertson going to the charity stripe. Robertson, first one, no good. There's an old saying, ball never lies. Robertson, second attempt, good. 15-point game, 53-38. Great Dane scoreboard, under a minute to play in the third. Gettle brings it up. Gettle, volleyball line, pulls up. Too strong, ball's loose. Rebounded by Robertson. Robertson ahead to Levisic. Levisic, layup, good. Just like that, a 17-point game. Brevin Cooper brings it up, bounces it ahead to Neusel. Neusel missed the layup, but he hit the backboard. That'll be goaltending. They'll count the bucket. Basket's good. 55-40, 30 seconds. Cooper knocked to the ground. Robertson, under 30. Tri-West coach asking for one shot. Moving the ball around up top, 14 seconds. It's in the hands of Levisic, top of the arc, 10 seconds. Levisic drives, right side, bounces it off, out of bounds off Northview. 6.2 seconds in the third remaining. Bruins will have the ball underneath. Nicholas Smith will pop out probably. Bounces it off deep to Levisic, 5 seconds. Levisic loses it, it'll be over and back. 3.6 seconds. Cade Bryan's going to check in. Bryan in for a last possible shot. Could be huge momentum. 55-40. 3.6 to go. Neusel inbounds it. Finds Gettle. He's in the corner. Just throws it up and no good. He had an open shot, but he lost the handle. We'll go to the fourth quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard with Northview trailing 55-40 on Timeless Classics WAMB.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports, whether it's your high school or favorite local college? We keep you in step with your team stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Does your business need a change in curb appeal? Let the team at U.S. Lawns go to work for you. U.S. Lawns, now at their new location, 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute, can do lawn maintenance and landscaping without charging you an arm and a leg. U.S. Lawns can also do residential fertilization, so your lawn will look its best all year long. U.S. Lawns can even remove snow from your parking lot this winter. Give U.S. Lawns a call today. You can find them on the web at uslawns.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
55-40 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Coach Michael Byram is tearing into his team, telling them to play hard. Let's look at the third quarter. It was 32-29 at halftime, Tri-West lead. Northview had the lead at the end of the first quarter. But in that third quarter, Tri-West outscored Northview 23-11. I bet we'll be circling back on that. 55-40. End of the third. Tri-West will have the ball going right to left. It's in the hands of Robertson. Robertson, right side, drives, right hand, good. 57-40. Newsel will bring it up. Brevin Cooper has it now with Gavin Morris, Tyler Hess, and Cade Bryan in the game. Cade Bryan, Newsel, right baseline, jump stop, rejected. In transition, Nicholas Smith, left hand, throws it in. Cooper fires it, Newsel, left wing. Had an open three, didn't take it. Instead, feeds inside to Bryan. Bryan, right hand, no good. Cade Bryan has a score in the second half. Offensive foul to be a charge taken by Northview and Cade Bryan. It'll be a player control foul to stay with the Knights this time. Full court press applied. It's a 19-point game, the largest lead of the night. Cade Bryan hasn't scored since the second quarter of play. He was very strong in the beginning. Bryan backs down the defender, fires it to Newsel over to Cooper. Cooper, Gavin Morris cutting the bucket, slows down. Over to Hess in the corner, thought about the three. Back to Cooper, top wide open, no good. Ball's loose, picked up by Tri-West. Here comes Levisic, 21-point game. Cooper brings it up the court. Brevin Cooper on the left wing, bounces off to Hess. Hess drives inside to Newsel. It'll be a foul on the floor. It'll be on number 11 of Luke Robertson. Carson Ghetto set the check in. Tyler Hess will go to the line for two attempts. Carson Ghetto will come in for Dylan Newsel. Newsel will get a break. Hess knocked down number one, misses number two, rebounded by Van Slyke. Van Slyke hands off to Robertson. He'll bring the ball up. Robertson extends it to the right side to Levisic. Levisic, 18-footer, no good. Ball's loose, picked up by Ghetto. Knights got to go. Ghetto drives in, not slowing down. No look pass to Cade Bryan. Count the bucket and the foul.
Bucket's good by Cade Bryan. Tri-West foul by 22, Nick Smith. Cade Bryan at the line shooting.
61-43. Big thanks to WTHI TV10. Coverage you can count on. Bryan makes it a three-point play. 61-44. Full court press. Ghetto went for the steal. He's behind about 5 yards. Fires the pass right side. And they're going to say Ghetto tipped it. It'll stay with Tri-West. 15-point game. Luke Robertson, top of the arc. Hand off to Van Slyke, off to Smith for three. Smith, toilet bowls it around, and it goes in. That's home court advantage right there. 64-44. Morris, left wing, finds Ghetto. Ghetto drives the bucket, swatted from behind, stays with the Knights. Damon Brickler checks in. Gives Levisic a break. Cooper, Hess, corner, pump fake, finds Cade Bryant up top, back to Cooper. Cooper, Gavin Morris, drives, kick out to Gettle. Gettle drives, easy layup, and he'll lose it on the handle. Picks it back up, goes up, shot blocked, has it again, shot blocked again. And they're going to say a foul on the shot attempt. Gettle was battling down there, trying to get the bucket. He'll get his chance at the free throw line. Gettle knocks down free throw number one. Gettle on the day, he has 9 points, chance to make it 10 here, and he won't. It'll roll off. 64-45. Driving to the bucket. No one stopped him at all. Taylor Gardner gets the easy layup. Now it's Cade Bryant going the other way. Cade Bryant up top to Gettle. Finds Morris on the right wing. Now to Cooper. Cooper dishes it off to Hess. Back off to Cooper on the top. The Knights are just dishing it off top of the arc. They got to do something. And it's going to be a body foul on Smith. It'll be on Nicholas Smith, the sophomore. This Tri-West team is going to be very good in the years to come, especially next year. They have 4 juniors, only 1 senior, and 2 sophomores. The 2 sophomores, Nicholas Smith and Mason Levisic, who have played significant minutes here tonight. Brian, the 1-1, misses the free throw. .66-45. Big thanks to Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance local agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Give him a call at 812-208-3244. Brian knocks down attempt number 2. Makes it a 20-point game. Going the other way, Tri-West with a floater from Taylor Garner. He'll knock it down. Gettle. Hess. 3-pointer. And rolls around, ball's loose, picked up by Tri-West, lobs it way in the air, caught from behind, intercepted by Cooper. Cooper just got hit somewhere, I'm not allowed to say. Brian drives, finds Neusel up top, Gettle left wing, 3, rolls around, no good. From behind, Brian tried to get it, Cade Bryant jogging down the floor. And just like that, easy layup. Byram calls a timeout. Tri-West 70, Northview 46. Timeout on Timeless Classics WAMB.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back here at Tri-West High School on Timeless Classics, WAMB. I'm Corey Clark. Back in the WAMB studios in downtown Brazil. We had our Toys for Tots event today where we raised a good amount of money for the children in need in the Brazil area and unopened brand new toys to give to children on Christmas that couldn't afford it. It's a great, great thing Toys for Tots does every year. 70-46, 24-point game, 4:01 to go in the final quarter. It was 32-29 at halftime. It's looking more and more like Tri-West will improve to 3-1 on the year, while Northview will fall to 0-4 and have to wait another week until they could possibly get their first win on a back-to-back night on Friday and Saturday. Jack Holwald will be in the game. Peyton Griffin off to Carson Gettle. Gettle for three, drains it. That's the Carson Gettle we want to see. Full court press. Tri-West will be fouled. Going to the free throw line will be Luke Robertson. Peyton Griffin getting coached up by Coach Byram. Free throws up and good. .71-49, 3:45 to go. Gym is completely quiet. Next attempt is good. 72-49. Tri-West put up around 84 points, I think, last night against Frankfurt. They're well on their way to do that. Hess, three, no good. Rebounded by Van Slyke. Van Slyke takes it coast to coast. And no, ball's gonna roll off the front of the rim. Neusel picks up the board, it's Cade Bryan. Bryan drives, left wing, three, short, no good. Cade Bryan played the whole game last night. His legs have gotta be tired. Tri-West will turn it over. Here comes the arsenal for Tri-West. Couple players coming off. Cade Bryan comes out. Dylan Neusel comes out. In the game for Northview right now is Isaac Reinhall, Brevin Cooper, Carson Gettle, Tyler Hess, and Peyton Griffin. Cooper finds Hess right baseline. Off to Gettle. Gettle for three. Knocks it down. You were hoping to see Carson Gettle do that earlier in the game when he had the open looks. 20-point lead under three. In transition, Tri-West right-hand layup, good. Taylor Gardner on the two-pointer. Cooper drives, finds Griffin. Griffin, no look to Reinhall. Drives, Griffin out to Gettle. Gettle, wide open for three, knocks it down. 17-19 point game. Transition, but they can't get a stop on defense. Easy layup made there by Nick Chin. 2 minute warning coming up. Gettle, 18 footer. Too far to the left. Cooper gets the offensive putback. Quick timeout by Byram. It's 76-57, 2:11 to go. We'll take a quick break here on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Does your business need a change in curb appeal? Let the team at U.S. Lawns go to work for you. U.S. Lawns, now at their new location, 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute, can do lawn maintenance and landscaping without charging you an arm and a leg. U.S. Lawns can also do residential fertilization, so your lawn will look its best all year long. U.S. Lawns can even remove snow from your parking lot this winter. Give U.S. Lawns a call today. You can find them on the web at uslawns.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
2:11 to go, 76-57. Tri-West has the ball, full court press applied. Reinhall, Gettle, Cooper, Griffin on the floor for Northview, as well as Tyler Hess. Big thanks to U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. They wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Find us online at uslawns.com or like us on Facebook. Proud to support the Northview Knights and DLC Media. Be a technical foul on something.
Technical foul on Tri-West.
There'll be a technical on Tri-West. They must have not checked somebody in or. Or it's because 13's not in the book. So that makes sense. 13 came in the game. He's another JV player. He wasn't in the book, but he got brought in the game. All it is a technical, but he can play after that. Ghetto knocks down both. Ghetto has 20 points. Cade Bryan, though, has 14. '76-'59, 2:08 to go. Ghetto left wing for three. Ghetto's not missing. Coach Byron wanted this a long time ago. But he's bringing it down to a 14 game, under two to go. And it's going to be out of bounds, and it'll be Tri-West ball. Good hustle by Cooper. Ahead. And Bolton has the ball. He's the new guy in, number 13, who had the technical. Back up top to Tri-West, swinging the basketball around. They're just going to play four corners to hold on to it. A minute 30 to go on the right wing. It's in the hands of Nicholas Chin. Nick Chin for three. Rattles in and out, no. A minute 24 to go. Cooper brings it up. Cooper, Griffin. They should find Gettle. Gettle up top. Drives, spins, right hand. No good. Picked up by Chin ahead to Tri-West in transition. And he'll get the layup. 78-62. There's a minute left. Griffin has it to Ghetto. Ghetto pulls up left wing. Air ball. That's not what you want. '78-62. And Tyler Hess will come out of the game. In for Northview will be Hunter Martin, a junior. Jack Holwell will check in for Carson Ghetto. So Ghetto's in night will end with five threes made. 23 points. A lot of those coming in the second half. Tri-West has the ball. They'll drive to the bucket, knocked away, or they'll call a foul. So Tri-West will go to the line. On the Great Dane scoreboard with 41 seconds to go, 78-62. Northview trying to storm back, but it was a little too late. Carson Ghetto made three consecutive threes, but Tri-West just goes down the floor with these easy layups. They're playing better and better game by game. They'll get their win. I'm going to predict it next week. I think Northview will pull it off. They'll have a long week of practice. They'll be ready to go. Free throws up and no good. Rebounded by Martin. In the hands of Brevin Cooper. Cooper in the corner. Drives the bucket. Ball's taken away. Picked up by Tri-West. 30 seconds. They'll just hang on to it. Tri-West swinging the ball. Coach Byron said no fouls. Just defend. 15 seconds. 10 seconds, Tri-West bounces it up. Four seconds, three, two, ball stolen away. One at the buzzer, won't even matter. No good. 79-62, Tri-West walks away the victory. We'll talk to Coach Michael Byram soon. Tri-West is a very good young program. Northview played well, very good basketball in the first, second, and fourth quarter. Like Coach Byram said in the pregame interview, it's always that one quarter that bites them, and the third quarter did. Don't go anywhere. Quick two-minute break here on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
He finally did it.
What?
He got her Sonic's new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger.
Oh.
Guys, if you really love her, get her Sonic's new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger and Tots for $4.99. Nothing says you're the best thing that ever happened to me like crispy bacon and black pepper mayo. One bite of warm, buttery brioche bun will leave her speechless.
It's beautiful.
Hurry into Sonic for the new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger and Tots for $4.99.
Tax not included. See menu for details. For limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dana Brazil Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Does your business need a change in curb appeal? Let the team at U.S. Lawns go to work for you. U.S. Lawns, now at their new location, 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute, can do lawn maintenance and landscaping without charging you an arm and a leg. U.S. Lawns can also do residential fertilization, so your lawn will look its best all year long. U.S. Lawns can even remove snow from your parking lot this winter. Give U.S. Lawns a call today. You can find them on the web at uslawns.com.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back on Timeless Classics WAMB from Tri-West High School. The final score, 79-62. Tri-West walks away with this one, improving their record to 3-1, 0-4 on the season now for Northview. The big difference at halftime, it was 32-29. 23-11 was the third quarter scoring differential, and that's basically where Northview got beat. The fourth quarter didn't help either, but Tri-West just came out a better team in the second half, and they made all their shots, really. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll preview it, we'll break it down more, and we'll talk to Coach Michael Byram here on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-208-3244.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We'll give it our player of the game in just a second. We'll hear from Coach Michael Byram as well. In the meantime, let's go ahead and look at the final stats from the scoring column for the Northview Knights. Final score, 79-62. Halftime score, 32-29, Tri-West. End of the first quarter, Northview was leading by three. But the third quarter, 23-11 differential, Tri-West was huge. Brevin Cooper had 8 points. Gavin Morris had the lone three-pointer. And then you had Dylan Newsell of four and Jack Holwald of two. Your two double-figure scorers were Cade Bryan of 14 and Carson Ghetto of 23. If Northview would like to win more games, and I know they do, I think Carson Ghetto needs to play a big impact. He can score the basketball, knocking down 5 threes tonight, majority of those coming in the second half of play, but he had 23. That's what you want to see. He got to the line a total of 4 times, went 6 of 8 from the free throw line, and only had 1 2-point field goal to give the advantage to Carson Ghetto for 23 points. But Tri-West had 5 players in double figures. That was the big difference tonight, while Northview only had 2. We'll give out our player of the game in just a second. Quick 30-second break on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back here from Tri-West High School, final score 79-62. Coach Michael Byram joins us on the postgame show. Coach, you had the lead at the end of the first quarter, down by three at halftime. What do you think happened in the second half?
Ran out of gas. Right now, that's just where we are with our mental toughness, I think. I think that we had some left in our tank, but just right now, we, like, mentally, it's not quite tough enough to just keep going when we're frustrated or when we're kind of winded. Yeah.
You look at the scoring column. Tri-West had five players in double figures. You guys had two. Your leading scorer was Carson Gettle with 23, but majority of those came in the second half. How huge is it to have Carson Gettle also be one of the scoring options on this team?
We need Carson to do that. Carson's capable of doing that. Carson has the ability to do a lot of great things for us. But he's got to be willing to do the little things as well. And he's very similar. I mean, they're all about the same in regards to how we deal with adversity. Right now, we're kind of struggling with that. However, we saw a lot of good things today in the first half that we haven't seen all year, which I'm very proud. And nothing against West Vigo, but Tri-West is kind of a different level. They really are. And, I mean, just look at the history, the last 10 years of their program. And they played extreme. Like, they're a really nice ball club.
Would you say that first half was the best basketball you've played all year?
Yeah, I would say that first half was our best basketball, which we did it for two quarters. But we're capable of getting to four. And one thing that I'm very pleased with, our locker room right now is very emotional. Like, we got guys upset, very upset. When you see tears, that's a good sign, because that means we're going to get there. We're going to figure it out. We're going to play hard. We're going to push one another, and we'll be all right.
I'm going to ask you a tough question that I've been asked before. From a coaching standpoint, how do you coach mental toughness?
Practice. You got to make things chaotic. It's got to be chaotic. It's got to be very intense, very competitive. Very hard. You can't have any downtime. You just got to be on them every second. And we got to really got to have a lot of classroom time too, where you're to analyze it. You cannot hide your weaknesses or be afraid to talk about your weaknesses. Because if you're just going to ignore your weaknesses, they're always going to be there. So we've identified our weaknesses. Now we just got to go to work on it.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
Have a safe trip home.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
It's only 10 minutes, but it's fine. 79-62, final score. One more break. We'll be about the player of the game here on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
The Christmas shopping season is underway. Before you finish checking items off your list, can I ask a question? Are you going to shop in our locally owned retail stores, or are you going to shop online with out-of-state companies? Hi, I'm Dave Crooks, President and General Manager of DLC Media. I would never tell you where to shop, but I would like to encourage you to shop locally. We always have a choice, and the choices you make have a tremendous impact on our city and communities. When it comes to Christmas shopping, you can either shop over the internet or you can shop in our local retail stores. It's no secret that brick-and-mortar retail has taken a hit in recent years due mainly to online shopping. Remember, when you shop online, that money rarely ever returns to our town, and I can assure you, those online companies won't be hiring residents, paying them wages, property taxes, or sponsoring other worthy local causes. All of us at DLC Media wish you a very Merry Christmas season, and we thank you for supporting our local retailers when you can.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
For the final time from Tri-West High School, final score 79-62, Tri-West with the advantage. Let's give out our Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance local agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance local agent, Chad Schottmeyer, is in Brazil. Give him a call. He wants to hear from you. please just give them a call and just say, hi, you heard us on DLC Media, or, you know, get your insurance looked at. I promise you, Chad Schottmeyer will help you. Call him. I'll take my time. It's 812-208-3244. 812-208-3244. And our player of the game is Carson Gettle. He had an outstanding second half. Let's hope that carries over momentum-wise into next Friday and Saturday's back-to-back. He had 23 points, 5 three-pointers, and he was aggressive in the second and first half. For the final time, for Dennis Porter back in the WAMB studios, for myself, who has no voice, and I appreciate you hanging on, three broadcasts, 24 hours, plus me coaching today in a tournament, and the weather being the way it is. This is how it goes, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to radio. I appreciate you for riding along with me here tonight from Tri-West High School. We'll talk to you next week on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Riddell National Bank, Park County REMC, the Sonic Drive-Ins in Terre Haute, WTHI TV 10, Chad Schottmeyer Farm Bureau Insurance, U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, and Great Dane of Brazil. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Be sure and join us next time for Northview Basketball.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.